What's up, family? How are you? My allergies are a little bit better, but now I'm recovering from dehydration. I barely ate or drank anything last week because I was avoiding someone at the house. So, about last week, my mom and I had company. Her son, my brother. He was the reason why I recorded last week's episode in my car. But, you know, it felt good to record outside. So that was a blessing in disguise. Word. So my adopted brother came to visit last week. It was a mess. My mom and I are still recovering. And my mom was fussing the entire time. You know, I did not see her smile or laugh one time while he was there. I mean, maybe she did when I wasn't around them, but I didn't see it. Family, my mom is an enabler. My mom hates clutter. I joked that she has OCD like Adrian Monk. But anyway, my brother had the kitchen counter loaded with food. Like watermelon slices, two loaves of bread, potatoes, eggs, whatever, the entire time he was visiting. The bedroom where he slept was an absolute pigsty. Clothes and everything thrown all over his side of the room. The bathroom, oh my God, oh my God. What is it about some men that they won't clean their piss off of the toilet seat and off of the floor? My mom and I constantly clean the bathroom. You know, I cleaned the toilet and the floor one time, and I told my mom. I felt like a little kid tattling on my brother. When he peed on the toilet seat and on the floor, he didn't clean it up. Nah. You know, she said she would talk to him. Then she cleaned the bathroom. Not what I had in mind, but okay, I guess. I don't know. I checked the bathroom every time before I used it. Clean. Okay. Her talk really had an impact on him. Okay, cool, mama. I see you. And then one day my mom told me she just cleaned the bathroom so I didn't have to clean it. Wait, what? You clean the bathroom? Why are you cleaning the bathroom? He needs to clean his mess, not you. He's not handicapped. Woo-sa. Mind you, he's a grown-ass man. Grown-as-hell man. He's old enough to be my father. Matter of fact, he's 6 years older than my bio dad. Okay. Then there's the kitchen counter. Again, my mom is obsessed about keeping that counter clean. I understand that. That's part of the kitchen. So she let him keep all of the stuff on the counter. Now she has to cook around his mess on the counter. She's an elderly woman who walks with a cane and has to hold on to things to help keep her balance. So now my mom has to push his food to the side so that she can hold on to the edge of the counter while she walks. Wait, mama, You fussed at me for putting a clean bowl on the counter for a few minutes, maybe to an hour, and you don't say a word to him about his clutter on the counter for a week. So a few hours after he flew back home, the counter was clean. Thank God. Ugh. So I had a few things on the counter because I was cooking, and she said to me, "You couldn't wait until he left to clutter my counter." Really, Mama? I'm cooking. Clean dishes are on your counter. They will not be on your counter for a week. You let him keep food on the counter for a week, and you didn't make him move anything. I'm cooking here, and you have a problem with me having dishes on the counter for a few minutes. She didn't say anything. But the entire weekend, I hear how she's miserable. Why are you telling me when you should have told him? Anyway, family, I feel like such an outsider whenever he visits. You know, he's her biological son. I'm her adopted daughter. I can't compete with him. I will always be second to him. I don't know if it's jealousy I feel towards him or the fact that he's disgusting as hell that makes me hate him, or my mom gives him all of the attention that she never gave me. I don't know what this feeling is, but I know that I feel some type of way about him. And maybe she feels some type of way, or maybe guilty because she didn't raise him. Maybe she feels some type of way about him. I don't know. But she enables him and fusses at me. Seriously, I don't do half of the stuff that he does, and she fusses at me or never has a taste to bring it to my attention. And she never says shit to him. You know, one day after eating, he offered to wash the dishes. Okay, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Bust those suds. Yeah. Then he says, on second thought, I better not. My wrist. Nah, bro, you can wash the dishes. You offered. Nah, better not. Then he shows me his wrist. It was wrapped in a bandage. Come on, man. Where did that bandage come from? That was the only time I saw him wear that bandage. Where did that shit even come from? And mama said she would wash the dishes. It wasn't a problem. Oh, my God. Okay, mama, you know what? Do your thing. You know, anyone with eyes can see that you're extremely exhausted. Guess what? I could have washed the dishes, but I had to clean the bathroom. Oh, sir. God, I need a drink, a strong drink. Yes, early in the day. Hey, bartender, give me your strongest drink. Thanks. I obviously have family issues. Although not as severe as others, but nonetheless, I have family issues. Okay, family, maybe I'm not being fair. You know, bro had a light or mini stroke last year. He's up in age. Boo-hoo-hoo hell. He's always been this way. My mom always enabled him. I swear I might have reached my breaking point with them. I almost called my friend to let me stay with her the entire time he was visiting, but I didn't want to burden her. God. My mom went to visit my brother twice, once last fall and again 2 months ago. Now he's here 2 months later. You're well enough to travel. You're well enough to clean your mess. And I forgot to mention that I did tell him to clean his mess, and he did. But that was the only time he cleaned his mess in the bathroom. Bastard. This is why Cain killed Abel. Bartender. Another. Thanks. So my mom and I enabled him. I only enabled him because she enabled him. It's her house. I have to respect her and her house, right? Oh, he was like an overprivileged dude. I mean, I think he's thinking, oh, I got these women cleaning my mess. I can do whatever I want. They'll clean up behind me. All I have to do is get them to take me places, go to the store for me, clean my mess. And man, I got it made. That's how it looked to me, family. I could be dead wrong. Yo, G, you're dead wrong. Probably so, but these are my thoughts and emotions, right? But my mom always enabled anyone who came to visit her. Her house was like a bed and breakfast. I mean, I understand hospitality, but where do you draw the line between hospitality and enabling people? My mom used to cook and clean for people the entire time they were at her house. And we're talking days to weeks. Or a week. Maybe not weeks, but at least, you know, I think week was like the longest anyone stayed. And family reunions were the worst. Cooking for a house full of people who could cook for themselves. I mean, she would spend all of that money on food, then cook it. But now, as far as I know, no one ever gave her money or offered her anything before they left. I had to help her keep the house clean. It felt like we were maids. God, I'm glad those days are over. No more family reunions since COVID. Thank you, God. I love you. And nowadays, my mom wonders why family don't stay at hotels when they come to visit. Mama, you don't put your foot down. You don't tell them they can't stay here. You tell me they should stay in a hotel. You tell me everything. God, why is she like this? See, I'm totally different. Oh, you're coming to town, Santa Claus? I hope you know that you have to stay your holly jolly Christmas ass in a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, somewhere. Freeloading motherfuckers. I hate them. A lot of times I wonder why people even come here. There's nothing appealing in this town. I could see if they go to Myrtle Beach or Charleston, but because they have plenty to do there. But no, they stay here in this boring-ass town at my mom's house while she waits on them hand and foot. There is no chef, wait staff, janitor at her house. My God, my mom is elderly. She doesn't need added stress in her life. I'm enough stress for her. But, you know, enabling people is just wrong. When you enable people, you're left angry, miserable, whatever, while they're outside frolicking in the flowers. Why are you angry at them? Be angry with yourself. You have to set boundaries with people. Remember we talked about boundaries? This is the perfect time to set boundaries. Yes, be polite, but you know your limits of what you can do. If people are pushing you towards your limit, tell them, no more Mr. Nice Guy, just like the song. Before my brother came to town, my mom told me a list of things that she wasn't going to do. Right. She did everything on that list except chauffeuring him. But she had me go to the store for him, and she didn't even tell me the stuff was for him. Do you think he paid me back? Hell no. That's okay. It's okay. You know, Cain is going to take the paddles and resuscitate Abel only to kill him again. And Mama, stop making excuses for him. And every time I say something, she's there to say, well, he has this thing wrong and that thing wrong. I can't win. I give up. Mama, if you want to continue to be miserable and make me miserable in the process, it's okay. Fine. I'll play along. Just know that enabling him is wrong. God, I need my own family. Seriously. And I need a third and final drink. Bartender, one more. Close my tab. Thanks. If people come at you with some ill shit, stop them in their tracks. Say, don't come here with that ill shit. You whack with that. If you're going to stay with me, pay me. If I'm going to slave for you, pay me for my time and labor. I wish a motherfucker would step to me with a sob story. Tell your story walking. You have a problem, I'm not calling you out on it. I'm not your enabler. Get some help, bastard. Nah, you have to be straightforward. Don't make excuses for them. Don't cover for them. Don't give them money. Don't brush shit under the rug. Don't let them manipulate you. Don't do shit for them. My sanity and my well-being is more important than your bullshit. Get some help. I'm upset. My bio dad did the same thing to my baby sister. Of course, he did to everybody he came in contact with. He did it to me. He played on my emotions. Fuck you, dude. You're making bitch moves. I told my baby sis, yo, he can cook for himself. He can do a lot for himself. He has a home attendant that should be helping him. But she's so busy sitting in his lap that she's not doing her work. All the shit you're doing, she's supposed to be doing them. How old are you? Do you know what I was doing when I was your age? Everything. Every fucking thing. Live your life, girl. You're young as hell. Let the home attendant do her job. That's what she's getting paid to do. I don't know if she took my advice, but I know she stopped cooking for him so much. He always had these sob stories to guilt people into doing shit for him. Because if I ever see this dude again in this life, karate kick to the throat. Whoa! Psh! You'll be surprised or not at how many men manipulate women to enable them. Got women doing all the work while the men sit on their lazy asses playing games or doing whatever. Not on my watch. Family, do this for me. Observe your circle. I mean, sit back and watch their actions towards you and other people. Listen to what they say to you and other people. Don't fall for their bullshit. Don't let them take advantage of you. Okay. With that said, I'm going to work a little on Dope MCs Radio and Classics Radio. So listen at linktree.com/GGNeroMediaLLC. All right? I love you. I appreciate you. I'm out of 5,000. Peace.